理课堂听 class.com
Workbook Unit 13 Integrating Skills Reading
Life in the Ocean. The Earth's oceans can reach depths of up to 11,000 meters. That is deep enough to cover Mount Chomolungma. The oceans are incredibly large and contain several different habitats. To make it easier to describe the various parts of the oceans, marine scientists usually divide the oceans into 5 zones. Each zone is different mainly as a result of how much sunlight reaches it. Most of the life in the ocean can be found in the first zone, which begins at the surface and goes down about 200 meters. Because there is sunlight at this level, plants are able to grow. Marine animals such as dolphins, sharks, sea turtles, and sea lions, and of course a variety of fish, live in the sunlit part of the ocean. It is difficult to hide from other animals in this area, but many species have adapted by becoming dark on the top and light on the bottom. This makes it difficult to see them against the dark water below and the blue sky above. The second zone starts at 200 meters and goes down to about 1,000 meters. Some sunlight can reach this level, but it is not enough for plants to grow. Because this zone is relatively dark, many of the creatures that live here are able to make light with their body. The light from these animals makes the water look like a sky with moving stars in it. The third zone of the ocean is dark. This place, about 3,000 meters deep, may not seem a likely habitat, but there are more creatures here than one might think. Most of the animals that live here are black or red because of the lack of light. At this depth, a slow shower of what looks like snow is falling. This phenomenon, called marine snow, is actually nutrients falling towards the bottom of the ocean. It is an important source of food for the creatures that live in the deep. Below 4,000 meters, the temperature is near freezing, and there is no light at all. In fact, the zone is so dark and empty that scientists named this zone after the Greek word for no bottom. There is not much life to be found in this cold and unpleasant part of the ocean, but some small creatures still manage to survive here, despite the high water pressure. Few of the animals in the ocean can dive this deep. One exception is the sperm whale, which slows its heartbeat in order to reach this zone as it hunts for food. The very deepest part of the ocean is found 2,000 meters further down. At this depth, the water pressure is extremely high, and life is very difficult for the few creatures that live here. Compared to the other zones, this one has very little life. Since there is no light here, some of the animals do not have eyes. When scientists explored the very deepest parts of the ocean, they did not expect to find any life at all. However, it turned out that there are creatures that can live even in habitats as far down as 10,000 meters. They usually survive by living close to deep sea vents, chimneys that send out gases from within the earth. Unlike all other living things on earth, which get their energy from the sun, the creatures that live here use chemicals from the vents to stay alive. Next time you look at the ocean from the beach or on a map, remember that what you are seeing is only the surface, only the beginning of the large and varied adventure that is the ocean.
Unit 14. Freedom Fighters. Speaking. 2. The song about John Brown is one of the most famous songs in America and is still sung by American soldiers. Study the song below and sing along.
John Brown's body lies a-moving in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-moving in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-moving in the grave. But his soul. Thank you.
have a dream. In the summer of 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. gave a speech to thousands of black people who marched on Washington, D.C., the capital of the USA. His speech, "I Have a Dream," made him famous all over the world. At that time in the southern states, blacks were not treated as equal citizens. Although slavery ended in the USA in 1865, almost 100 years before, the South had its own laws to continue the separation of blacks and whites. Mixed-race marriages were forbidden by law. There were separate sections for blacks in shops, restaurants, hospitals, and on buses and trains. Often, blacks were not allowed into hotels, schools, or libraries at all. Black children were educated in separate schools, and black people had no right to vote in the southern states. King fought for political rights for black people in the USA. By doing this, he set an example to the rest of the world. His message was that black people should not be separated, but should be treated with respect in the same way as other people. Born in 1929, King went to university when he was 15. Winning a scholarship gave him the chance to go to a college in one of the northern states, where black people had equal rights and were free to live, study, and work as they wished. All his life, he believed that it was right and necessary to demand changes in society if people did not have their civil rights. He believed that he could achieve that goal by peaceful actions, not by violence. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks, a black woman, got on a bus in Alabama and sat down in the whites-only section. She refused to stand up for a white man and was arrested by the police. King led a boycott of the bus company. For 381 days, black people refused to take the city buses. In the end, the government lawyers in the Capitol said that the bus company was wrong to separate blacks from whites. Winning this case gave King national attention. He led many nonviolent demonstrations against racial discrimination and the Vietnam War, during which he himself was often beaten or arrested by the police. One of these was in Birmingham, Alabama. Housing conditions for blacks in Birmingham were bad, and there were few jobs for blacks. King wrote an important letter from prison. "We have waited 340 years for our rights. We find it difficult to wait. This wait has almost always meant never," he said. It was during the march on Washington, D.C. in 1963 that he gave the speech, "I Have a Dream," which inspired people of all races to fight for equality. The following year, King received the Nobel Peace Prize. In the same year, a new Civil Rights Act was passed, and in 1965, a new voting rights bill became law. From then on, all black people had the right to vote. Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered in 1968. However, his struggle had already changed the whole of society in the USA. Soon after his death, black people started enjoying the rights they had waited and fought for so long. Integrating skills. Reading.
No voice not heard. Freedom fighters can be found everywhere, and they are of all times. Each age has its own struggle for rights. Between the 16th and the 18th centuries, the struggle was for freedom of religion. People struggled for the right to be free in their choice of which god to believe in. From the late 18th to well into the 19th century, different groups of people struggled for their rights. These struggles started with the ideas of the French Revolution and the American War of Independence. There were famous books about the rights of man and later the rights of woman. The main ideas were that all people are brothers and sisters, and that all people should be treated equally. It was the beginning of a struggle of more than 200 years for unconditional rights of men and women of all races. First, there was the struggle of black people in America who fought for their rights. After the American Civil War, slavery was abolished. Slaves were now free people, but the southern states did not want to give black people their rights. For more than 100 years, black people had to fight to be given the rights to vote, choose where to live, study, and work. Nelson Mandela was a great freedom fighter who fought for the rights of black people in South Africa. Starting at almost the same time were the international movements for the rights of women. There was a time when women had no right to vote, could not go to university or choose their jobs. In the 19th century, women all over the world started asking for equal rights. In 1893, New Zealand became the first country in the world to give women the right to vote. By 1920, women in the U.S., Canada, and most European countries had the right to vote. In modern times, there are still organizations that fight against prejudice and for equal rights of people. There are action groups that fight for the rights of black people, women, children, people with AIDS, HIV, and prisoners. What all these groups have in common is that they ask to be treated with respect, share the right to work, good housing conditions and education, and be treated equally to other people, regardless of race, religion, or sex. When Samuel Butler wrote two chapters about the rights of animals and the rights of vegetables in a novel in 1872, everybody thought that was ridiculous. But in the 20th century, organizations were formed to give a voice to groups that do not have a voice to speak for themselves. The largest is the animal rights movement. As a part of this movement, there are now also action groups that struggle for the rights of plants, the oceans, and the earth. There are already people wondering whether we should fight for the rights of robots and machines.
Workbook, Unit 14. Integrating Skills. Reading. The First Republic of Free Black People, discovered by Columbus in 1492, the island, or at least the western part of it now known as Haiti, was the scene of some of the most advanced political developments in the Western world in the late 18th century. From 1763 to 1791, the island had its golden age. As its richest colony, the island contributed more than 40% to the economy of France. Its success rested on the labor of 500,000 slaves. In 1772, slavery was abolished in England, which started a large public opinion movement. The news soon spread the world over and gave slaves in many countries hope. On the 14th of July, 1789, the citizens of Paris started the French Revolution, but the slaves in the French colonies were disappointed that slavery was not abolished. Colored people were also angry, because they were not recognized as full citizens. They were still subject to a number of discriminating laws regarding choice of jobs, dress, and where they could sit in public places. So despite the French Revolution, they were not given the same rights as white people. On the 22nd of August, 1791, a revolution broke out among the slaves and lower classes. Hundreds of miles of fields and crops went up in flames. The event is known as the Night of Fire. In order to continue the revolution, the slaves needed a leader. Toussaint Louverture grew up as a slave. As Toussaint proved to be very intelligent, his owner, who was a good man, gave him the opportunity to learn to read and study, and in the end made him a free man. At the time of the Night of Fire, Toussaint was already 48 years old, and he had a good life. He did not take part in the revolution. Instead, he saved the family of his former owner and helped them to leave the country. After that, he joined the slaves in their struggle for freedom and soon became their leader. On April 4th, 1792, the French government in Paris signed a law giving all people of color and all free black people the same political rights as the white people in France. Toussaint quickly recognized that the new law did not improve the situation of the slaves, so he decided to continue the fight for the rights of the black slaves. With Toussaint as their leader, the black army defeated both the Spanish and the French armies. In 1801, they created an independent republic with Toussaint as their first president. The new society was different from the old. Black people were no longer slaves, but became free workers who worked normal hours and were paid for all labor. Men who had once been slaves now held the highest positions in the country. The revolution had created a new, proud and confident race of men. Toussaint proved not only to be a great freedom fighter and soldier, but also a great statesman. He built up the state and the country, repairing roads, opening schools, and restoring agriculture all over the island. He even built a monument to remember that slavery was abolished. Unit 15. Destinations. Reading.
Destinations. every now and then we get the itch to travel. This phenomenon, sometimes called wanderlust, may explain why people spend so much money on trips to interesting places. Should you feel the urge to pack your bags and explore what the world has to offer, you might want to consider one of the destinations below. Rio de Janeiro. Rio de Janeiro, Brazil's second largest city, stretches itself lazily along the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. It is a beautiful city. It has modern malls, theme parks, and beautiful beaches. A trip to Rio will also give you a glimpse of the happy lifestyle of the Cariocas, the people of Rio, who are known for their big hearts and friendliness. Downtown Rio is the city's cultural and historical heart. It is also the perfect place for a walk. Old buildings and churches stand next to stores and dance halls, and a walk through downtown Rio is a history lesson and an adventure. The many tall office buildings remind visitors that Rio is an important commercial city. The beach is never far away in Rio. Perhaps the most famous of all beaches, Copacabana, is only a few bus stops from downtown. Copacabana, also known as the Princess of the Sea, has just celebrated its 100th birthday and is more beautiful than ever. The beach is clean and over 10 miles long. Visitors who get tired of the sand and the sun can cool off in one of the many cafes, shops, and restaurants on Copacabana's main avenue. So, what kind of fun can you have in Rio? Well, there is something for everyone here, and few visitors leave Rio feeling disappointed. The best time to visit is in June or July, when the South American winter cools the city. But the biggest tourism season comes around March, when the Cariocas celebrate the sun with a four-day festival. The festival, known as Carnival, is one of the world's most famous and attracts visitors from all over the world. Kitzbühel. If you are looking for a winter adventure and want to try some of the finest and most challenging skiing in the world, then you should try a visit to Kitzbühel. Located in southern Austria, Kitzbühel is a paradise for skiers. Even though the altitude of the city and its surrounding Alps is not enough to guarantee snow, the good weather and breathtaking scenery make Kitzbühel a world-class ski resort. Kitzbühel is also home to one of the most challenging and exciting downhill slopes in the world. The world's best and fastest skiers gather here once a year to compete in the downhill race that everyone wants to win. But there is no need to worry if you have never skied before. There are plenty of easier slopes, and Kitzbühel is well known for its many ski schools. Skiing is not the only thing you can do in Kitzbühel. The town offers many shops, cafes, and a wide variety of entertainment. A walk around Kitzbühel is a feast for the eyes, a lively mix of old village culture and the excitement of an international tourist area. Should you have enough energy left after a day on the slopes, you can take a dip in the pool, work out at the gym, or go dancing in one of the city's many hotels and clubs.
Integrating skills. Reading. Getting there. Travel tips and practical advice. Going on a trip to a faraway destination can be expensive and difficult. Fortunately, there are things you can do to avoid some of the most common problems. Before you go, finding out more about the destination you have chosen is not only a good way to save money and avoid problems, it can also be a lot of fun. When you read about your destination, you will learn more about the world and get ideas for places to visit and things to see. By comparing prices and offers, you can also make your travel budget last longer. Most hotels have websites where you can view rooms and rates and find answers to your questions. Tours, tickets, and visas. It is not enough to simply decide where you want to go. You must also consider when and how you want to travel. Travel agents can help you to find out about package trips that include hotel costs, tours, and entrance tickets, and to choose between different alternatives. Experienced travelers may prefer to make their own arrangements, but the advice of a travel agent can be helpful. The travel agent may also be able to help you with travel documents such as passports and visas. Money matters. Credit cards can be used in most countries, but you may also need to bring some cash. Try to use traveler's checks if possible, and avoid bringing too much money. Always keep your passport and money in a safe place, and make photocopies of all important documents before you leave. If you need to buy foreign currency, it is usually cheaper to do so in your home country. If you must exchange money during your holiday, banks are usually better, cheaper, and more reliable than hotels. Never change money on the street or with strangers. Planning and packing. Don't try to do it all. Leave some time for rest and do not forget that a holiday should be fun. Choose the sights and attractions you are most interested in and give yourself enough time to enjoy them. Make a list of what you need before you start packing. Seasoned travelers have learnt what they must bring and what they can leave at home. Travel light, if possible, and take a smaller bag or backpack that you can use for short trips and hikes. Workbook. Unit 15. Integrating skills. Reading.
South of the border. A growing number of Chinese are beginning to spend their holidays in foreign countries. In addition to visiting traditional tourist spots in Europe and America, these travelers are also exploring new destinations closer to home. Vietnam is one of the countries that are becoming popular with many Chinese tourists. Located just south of Yunnan and Guangxi, Vietnam is within easy reach and offers exciting adventures at a reasonable price. Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City. Ho Chi Minh City lies in the south of the country and is sometimes called the heart and soul of Vietnam. Despite its size and modern look, Ho Chi Minh City has still kept its old traditions and culture. Visitors can learn about the art, history, and culture of the country in the many museums of the city. There are also parks, gardens, and temples where tourists and locals alike can find shade from the hot sun and a moment's rest from the busy city. For a change of pace, head north to Hanoi, one of Asia's most romantic cities. The capital of Vietnam is a pleasant city with beautiful lakes, buildings, and many small streets. The famous Old Quarter with its long history is a must-see for tourists, as are the modern skyscrapers in the city. While you are there, keep an eye out for the turtles. No, not the living ones, but the images of turtles that can be found almost everywhere. Ha Long Bay. One of the most beautiful places in Vietnam is Ha Long Bay in the northeast of the country. It is made up of 3,000 islands spread out in the clear green waters of the sea. The small islands all have wonderful beaches, and there are also mysterious caves to explore. The bay got its name from a story about a dragon that created the bay and islands with its tail. The best way to experience Ha Long Bay is to take a boat tour. After exploring the islands, you can relax and enjoy a good meal in one of the many restaurants in Ha Long City. Things to do. Wherever you go, there are plenty of activities to choose from. If you visit a city, you can go on city tours to enjoy the sights and learn about its history and culture. You can also taste the local food and explore the lively nightlife. If you prefer the beach, you can swim in the ocean, dive down among the fish, play football on the sand, or simply relax with your favorite book. If you are interested in adventure travel, you can try hiking in the mountains or rafting on the mighty Mekong River. Getting there. There is no such thing as a bad time to go to Vietnam. If it is raining in one part of the country, the sun will be shining somewhere else. It is easy to get around and the hotels are cheap and comfortable. Getting there is easy. There are flights from many major cities in China, and there is also a train from Beijing to Hanoi that leaves twice a week. You need a passport and a visa to visit Vietnam, so don't forget to make the necessary arrangements. Once considered a difficult and even dangerous place to visit, Vietnam is now a friendly destination that welcomes tourists of all ages. There is much to discover, and the beauty and magic of an ancient culture is waiting for you. Vietnam treats visitors to all colors of the rainbow. White beaches, blue seas, green hills, and mountains painted red by the setting sun. Whatever your favorite color, you are sure to have a good time south of the border. ¶¶